Hello, this is Mark Hostetler with Hush Blackwell Sanders in St. Louis. This is the last in our series of podcasts, and I have enjoyed working with Prepared Foods in bringing these podcasts to you. In our series of podcasts, we have often looked at proposed legislation involving the Food and Drug Administration, the United States Department of Agriculture, and food safety. This podcast will look at two bills recently introduced into the House of Representatives. The first, by Representative DeLauro of Connecticut, H.R. 5762, and the second by Representative Dingell of Michigan, Chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. H.R. 5762, if passed in its present form, would require the Secretary of Agriculture to publish the names of retailers and school districts who purchased meat, poultry, or egg products if the products are the subject of a recall. Meat, poultry, and eggs are the food products regulated directly by USDA. The recalling firm would be required within 5 days of initiating a recall to submit the names of retailers or school district purchasers of the recalled product. USDA would then be required to publish within 5 days the names furnished by the recalling company. In March of 2006, USDA proposed on its own initiative a rule that would require the agency to publish the names of retail purchasers. The publication would be through press releases and the USDA website. The proposal has not been finalized. Presumably, and also in response to the Westland Hallmark recall situation, Representative DeLauro's bill would also amend the definition of adulterated to include meat from animals that are unable to stand or walk unassisted at the time of slaughter. The prohibition would be blanket. The inspectors would have no discretion with regard to the enforcement of the adulteration prohibition at the time of slaughter. The second piece of legislation is labeled the Food and Drug Administration Globalization Act of 2008. For the food industry, the most significant portions of the bill are third-party certification and user fees. The bill also applies to the drug and cosmetic industry. With regard to certification of food plants, the bill provides a system whereby FDA would accredit foreign governments, state and regional authorities, and private third parties. Food companies would be allowed to voluntarily seek certification from one of these entities. The certification, while labeled voluntary, would in many ways be required because there would be substantial added requirements for non-certified facilities, including testing of all shipments, including domestic, and importation only through limited ports of entry where an FDA laboratory is located. Non-certified companies would also be inspected by FDA twice as often and would not be able to participate in an expedited import program. For itself, FDA would be required to inspect the accredited food establishments once every 4 years. Each facility would be required to pay an annual $2,000 facility registration fee to increase each year with inflation. It is estimated that this would raise $600 million for FDA. If realized, that amount would double the agency's current food safety budget. The draft bill also includes fees for importers of $10,000 a reinspection fee, and an export certificate fee. A couple of other key substantive provisions of the draft bill are: the draft bill would require that all facilities have food safety plans, including preventive controls. FDA would have the authority to evaluate the effectiveness of these plans and to establish performance standards. Facilities, including warehouses, would be covered. The draft bill would direct FDA to establish inspectors who would inspect foreign facilities at the same frequency as domestic facilities. The bill would require country of origin labeling. The bill would permit FDA to suspend a facility's registration for any violation of the act or for delaying, impeding, or denying an inspection. The draft bill would impose a broad notification requirement and provide for mandatory recalls if a voluntary recall is refused. The standard for mandatory recall would be if the product may result in illness or injury, without regards to the seriousness of the potential injury. Hearings have been held in late April on Representative Dingell's bill. This concludes this series of podcasts. Take care.